Fred Film Radio, Zurich Film Festival, Switzerland.
Fred Film Radio, I'm David Martos. We're in the 15th Zurich Film Festival with Rupert Gould, director of Judy. Hello, thank you very much.
Thank you.
My first question is, how was the process of helping Renee transforming into Judy? How would you describe it?
A long journey. What was interesting is there were so many sort of technical things we had to do, like the singing. You know, Renee was musical, she could sing, but like she hadn't sung for a long time, and her voice was not in the right place for Judy Garland. So there was a lot of work to do on that, you know, with the singing teacher and the musical director and myself. Initially pure technique and then psychology and physicality in the singing. Then there was a lot of work on being Judy Garland, so finding all the archive material from the period on YouTube. I think Renee would put her iPad up and against the mirror, and she would imitate one to the other. And then we'd used to do an exercise with an audio, or some audio files where she would repeat, and I would get her to repeat exactly verbatim, and then the text from the screenplay. So that work was going on, and so the physical mannerisms and the vocal. Then, of course, there's the look, you know, the hair and makeup. So we started off with a lot of prosthetics, and you know, her eyes are bright blue, so we started off with these black contact lenses and teeth and nose and hair. And I was like, no, it's too much. I think Renee really liked them. The more we had on, the more Renee liked. And then we gradually, so I think we did different tests, mm-hmm. kind of taking things down, four kinds of teeth, three kinds of contact lens, two kinds of nose. So all this technical stuff was happening, choreography as well a little bit, and at the same time the work on the text. So all that stuff happened. So by the time we began, we had some time as well. Renee was great. She came for the whole pre-production period to work on it, which does not always happen with an actor. Often you maybe only get them like a day or so beforehand. So it was really great to have that developmental time and some rehearsals as well, though not a lot. And then the film process, the actual shoot, was much more about getting rid of all of that, for me anyway, and saying, I'm not interested in you sounding like Judy Garland. I'm not interested in you looking like Judy Garland. You have to be Renee, mm-hmm. connecting with the dramatic moments. But she was she's really intelligent and also really hardworking, and she was very hungry for...
But she's tough to handle, would you say that?
Renee?
Yeah.
No, not at all.
No,
she's... I know all directors say that, but honestly, I've worked with thousands of actors. She would be in my three least difficult actors I've ever had.
Because reading your interviews and seeing your interviews, it seems like you tried to communicate that it was difficult for you to get to the point you wanted to get.
No, you have to, there's what we call, say in England, carrot and stick. You know, you give the horse the carrot to encourage them, and then you get the stick sometimes to get them move faster. And, you know, some actors need more of one or more of the other, and on some days it's different. The only thing I felt ever was a challenge for me was maybe in the pure performance elements, giving Renee the confidence. Sometimes I could feel like she was fearful of that, the singing. Mm-hmm. And, you know, of course we could film that, and that was great. There was something true in that. But to get out there and... in that sense, I was a bit like Rosalind Wilder going, go on you go. Any actor on camera, I think, needs a director to be able to shake them out, because they do a lot of preparation, most actors. And so however much they may try not to, they will come with what they want to do onto the set. And most of the time, that's often very good. But they've worked on that. But actually, the really exciting work with an actor, mm-hmm. I think, happens when they're surprised. When another actor says something, or the director stimulates something, or something happens like the bird flies across the lens or whatever.
Yeah,
of course you have to do a bit of that. And with Renee, because she was so well prepared, sometimes she needed more break.
Now we are in the middle of this Oscar talk about your film. Every director says, when I say this, oh no, it's only blubber, I know that. But did you know at any point that this was going to be like... unique, this performance, this film was going to be to have this attention? When you knew it?
I knew she was really good. Definitely, even during the filming, within the first week, I was like, there was one scene on the third or fourth day, we shot the scene in when she goes back to the gay guy's flat, very, very intimate scene, very small room, and a great day of filming. And I thought, you know, I don't care whether people like this or not. This is good work. This scene, these actors are doing really, really wonderful work, and it's true, and it's full of complexity and subtext. So I knew it was good, and I was telling people, you may think she's not the right actor, but she's great. In terms of its, we finished it a year ago, pretty much. So now that it's being released or coming into the attention of people, you don't know whether it will speak to them. And the film is not like a I'm not there like the Bob Dylan film. It's not kind of deconstruction. I mean, you could imagine a deconstructed version of Judy Garland. Mm-hmm. That didn't feel right for the kind of audience that I felt was going to come and want to see this story. But equally, it's not Bohemian Rhapsody. It's not like a greatest hits. And I love Bohemian Rhapsody. You know, it's a more of a character study. And, you know, and it felt very intimate, like an intimate group of actors making a relatively confined story. So I had no idea it would have the response it has. I really didn't.
Well, this was everything. Thank you very much for being with us, Rupert.
Okay. Oh,
thank you.
Quick. Okay.
I'm David Martzos. This was an interview for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.